You're not going to acknowledge the elephant in the room there? Like, excuse me. The fuck was that?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that didn't lose Skylar once. We lost him twice. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Hi, I have the hiccups, by the way, so.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't have the hiccups.
I hope that works, actually. Because it's getting to the point where it's painful now.
Really?
Yeah. How's your week?
Good. It was a pretty lazy week for me, honestly.
That's good.
Yeah.
No.
Damn it.
I'm looking right at you, so.
Yeah, but I didn't think you'd expect me to yell. You know, that might startle you. Hiccups would be gone.
No. Oh.
There's only one more thing we can do. Andy, I command you to hiccup.
It's going to not work.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. Fuck. Well, there's all my remedies.
You know, it didn't fucking work either when you scared me in the fucking door.
Oh,
that actually legitimately scared me.
Yeah, I scared Andy at the door because I saw him pull up to my house and I was like, oh, I'm going to go unlock the door. And then I was like, I'm going to hide behind the door. So when he walks in, damn it, I didn't even.
Yeah,
if that didn't work, then my yell a second ago, that wouldn't have worked either. Yeah. Well, shit, Andy.
You're just going to have to kill me.
Might as well write your will right now.
Yeah. Digital iPad will.
Delete my browser history.
Have you seen the bracelets?
Yes.
I kind of want one, just for giggles. Because I always delete it when I'm done.
I'm in incognito mode.
I use Tor.
Yeah, I use Tor and a VPN.
I run a Tor on top of a Tor.
No one will get into my internet history.
Torception.
How was your week?
Good. I played The Walking Dead.
I finished it. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, I was live tweeting it the whole time.
Did you feel?
Oh, I felt it.
Did
man.
You felt hard?
My eyes felt it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I got done and there was like a hole in me. I was just like, oh.
It's like, oh.
But I enjoyed every second of it though.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the pace. Never, like, the only thing I got to, episode 4 was eh. That's how I felt about it. But every other episode, I was enthralled.
The episode 1 for me was the one that I was like, eh.
I guess I don't know. It was just like the whole house thing. I was just eh. Wait, was episode 4 the school?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe so. Yeah, episode.
I guess it was maybe just the first half of episode 4 when they like get to the mansion. I thought it was kind of slow.
Yeah, because episode 4, they go to the school to get all the supplies.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then they come back to the house and then that thing is missing from the house that they need.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the shed.
Yeah.
I don't spoil it for anybody.
And then the end of it with the walkie-talkie, I was like, God damn it! On a random note, the game's been out like a full year now.
If you want to say spoiler alert, you can say it right now. We'll talk about the game, and then the people who hear spoiler alert will just have to be lucky enough to skip further ahead.
All right, spoiler alert, I will wait. Like 5 seconds, and then maybe skip ahead like 3 minutes.
I would skip ahead like 7 minutes because I got a lot I want to talk about too.
All right, spoiler alert, we're going to talk from here on. So, is there a way to not get bitten?
I don't think so, no.
Damn it, because when I first was looking at the walkie-talkie in the ground, I'm like, oh, you can select the cardboard. All right, so I selected that first, and I'm like, why the fuck I'm going to select the walkie-talkie? And then I got bit, and I'm like, decisions!
Yeah, I don't think there's a way you cannot get bit.
All right. God, that was a game full of, I wish I would have went the other way, or the other decision.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. I feel like I keep wanting to play and try some new things. Did you get your RV stolen from you?
No.
No? Okay. So then, what's her name that was being a bitch?
Lily.
Yeah, did you... You can't...
I left her on the road.
Yeah, if you don't leave her on the road, she steals your RV.
Oh, really? So does she go, like, shit crazy then?
I don't think so. I think she leaves, but, you're without the RV for the rest of that episode.
Oh.
You have to, like, walk and shit.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mine was, like, I left her, and then the RV just goes to the train.
Yeah.
And then, Oh my god, I was so fucking attached to Carly too, because episode one,
Carly,
I picked
cool.
her. I picked her because she had a gun. She had a good shot, and then at the RV, Lily just fucking blows her head off, and I was like, you bitch!
Exactly. Yeah, I felt the exact same way. That's why I kept her, because like, not only was she a pretty cool character, she was the only one that seemed to have like a reasonable head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Because you know, Kenny's always like,
what about Dust and Katya?
Kenny needed to shut the fuck up. Until episode 5, I was like mad at Kenny.
Yeah, fuck Kenny. And Lily too. Fuck Lily.
Did you save his son in the beginning or the other kid?
Yeah, the other.
Oh, so he sticks around then?
Oh yeah, he sticks around.
Oh, okay.
But if he'll mention it though, like multiple times, if you don't choose to save Duck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll be like, why should we trust you? You didn't even choose to save my son back on the farm. And you gotta try and be
Does
like,
he stick with you all the way to the end?
Yeah, all the way to the end. Until he tries to rescue Ben. He should have went out a little bit better than he did, I think. Because Kenny was a pretty pivotal.
Did you save Ben
pivotal.
Then?
Yes.
Because I let Ben go.
Did you? When you were trying to, when he was like, just let me go.
Yeah.
Oh, I saved Ben.
Because he pissed me off, because I was like, he's the fucking reason Carly is dead. And so I'm like, I'm letting you go, bitch.
I started feeling really sorry for Ben, so.
Well, he's a fucking dude. Did you save the guy trapped in the bear trap then?
Yes.
All right, because I wonder if you get
Ben. Well, tried to, because he turns.
I wonder if you still get Ben if you don't save him.
Gosh, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to wait like a couple months and then go back and replay it.
Yeah.
Because I showed my dad it, because I got it for the PC, and then I showed my dad it, and he's like, oh, so now I have it for the PS3.
Nice.
So I can get all those trophies.
My favorite episode, oh god, that's tough, but I think my favorite episode might be episode 2.
Yeah, with the cannibal house.
Yeah, yes. But the thing is, even though that was my favorite episode, I seriously saw that coming from like a mile away. Did you see that coming?
Like, I was like, this is too good, and then I'm like, this is also Walking Dead. Everything's always fucked up.
As soon as they were like, oh no, he's upstairs, you don't need to go see him, I was like, oh okay, something's not right. And then they were talking about like, oh well, it's gonna be a big meal and something like that. I'm thinking exactly what Lee said. He's like, it's a dairy, not a a butcher or something like that. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what the fuck are we gonna eat? Lettuce? You know?
And then I did like.
Oh, did you stop Clem from eating?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I did too.
Yeah. Ooh, I would have felt horrible.
Yeah, me too.
Did you take from the
no
the car?
I didn't take from the car.
Okay, me neither.
I did not see that coming when the final guy there was like.
Well, I accidentally on fucking the board game on Reddit. They're like, dude, this blew my mind when this happened, and it had a picture of the goddamn whatever that car. I can't even just the hatchback.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It was like a
station
hatchback.
Wagon.
Yeah,
station wagon. There was like, this blew my mind, and then it just had a picture. Well, it was like the nighttime when it was parked with all the shit, and I'm like, all right. And then when it came in the game, I'm like, I fucking know now.
Oh, that sucks, because I didn't expect it at all.
It was really random. And also, I remember, I thought of something, kind of like a random loophole. All right, remember in the second episode when you had the choice, the guy got his, one of the brothers got his leg stuck in the trap, and you could stab him with the pitchfork.
Yeah.
Well, I stabbed him, did you?
Yeah, I did too. Did we played the exact same game, didn't we?
Probably.
Except for letting
I
Ben
really
die.
Felt bad after stabbing him, though, when Clem was like, no! And I was like, oh
Clem, you were...
Yeah.
Get back in the fucking house, Clem.
I know. It was one of those. I was like, I thought you were in the fucking fridge.
Yeah.
And then, so he mentioned it. He's like, and you stab that guy with the pitchfork and all that. And I'm like, but that was before the SUV.
Yeah.
And I was like, he mentioned that. I'm like, so when the fuck have you been around?
Did you keep your weapons when you went into that confrontation?
No, I put them all down.
I did the one where you kept like one weapon or something like that.
Oh, is it where you just put the walkie-talkie out?
Yeah. Where I just put, I said, oh, this is all I got on me. And then when I got the opportunity, you know, he was like, what happens when you don't, when you put the weapon there? Like, how do you?
Clem actually comes out of the bathroom, like, she unties the rope that's connected, and which I don't get why the fuck that rope was there. Was there something in the closet? Because then they get in that scuffle, and he like breaks the closet, but nothing comes out of the closet.
How do you kill him?
Oh, let's see. Clem shoots him in the head.
Clem shoots him. Clem had a gun?
Yeah. Well, remember, He had the gun, and then I had it. It gave you a choice. You could hit him with like a bottle, the butcher knife, or the lamp, and I chose the bottle. Mm. And she hits him, and then you get in a fight, and then he's like choking you, and you like you smash an A as much as you can, but then she like shoots him for you.
I see.
But I enjoyed in the ending. I was like, who the fuck are those people?
From what I heard, it's supposed to be implied that it's fuck, what are their names? That couple.
The couple that you meet that are supposed to meet at the train.
Yeah, I forget their names.
Krista and Omid.
Yeah.
Odim or
Omid.
Omid, yeah.
Yeah, Krista and Omid.
That's one of them looked like it had like a shawl though, like kind of like something like, I don't know.
It's a ghost.
Yeah.
It's a spooky ghost.
But, oh my god, it was so well done.
Awesome game. 10 out of 10, would bang.
Yeah, would bang. I'd give it an 11 if I could. And, fuck. Did you choose to have, at the end, Clem shoot him or let him go?
I think I chose Clem to shoot Lee.
Did you also take your arm or not?
My what?
In the beginning of episode 5, you have the option to cut off
Lee's arm. I cut it off.
Oh, my God. We played, like, the same
game. Yeah, we did play, like, the same game. Yeah, because I was like, well, you know, shit, maybe there's a chance he's saved or something. But it was a long time, like, between getting bit and cutting the arm off.
So I wonder if you don't cut your arm off, if it's just, like, you have another arm.
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, like, you have another arm, but, like, that's it. Just you have another arm, and the ending happens the same, like.
Probably. I would say it would be I think the dialogue would be the only thing that really changes.
Yeah. I guess I was kind of reading some boards and stuff. I guess like things don't change that much. Like the biggest difference is like Doug has his own. If you pick Doug and not Claire, Carly,
yeah.
Like that story changes a little bit, but not much else changes. I guess a lot.
Yeah.
It was a good fucking game.
Good fucking game. Like you're like into it the entire time. Like,
did you see Molly's tape in episode 4? Tape that was in the locker that basically explained why she's beating the shit out of that one doctor.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, oh.
I did see that. That was another one, though, I saw coming down the pipe.
After the tapes showed, when the tapes showed up and it was the doctor that she was beating up, I was like, oh, something fucked up happened there.
Yeah, I thought it was more like, I thought he raped her. Like, I thought that was gonna be the situation.
Actually, what I thought too, but I didn't think about.
But I didn't. I didn't think about what the situation was. That like, it was technically consensual, but he.
Do you think there's any way to keep Molly?
I doubt it. I don't think so. There didn't really seem like an option.
Because she was a cool character.
Yeah, she was.
That ice pick was cool.
Yeah, that was fucking sweet.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was our Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
I can't wait for season 2. It's probably going to be, hopefully it'll be a while, because that means then they'll work on it well.
The survival game's coming out soon. But
yeah, March.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think hopefully. I'm going to wait for reviews, but then I'll get it if the reviews are good.
Yeah, I'll probably wait for reviews too, because I'm almost afraid it's going to be like, it's like Call of Duty Zombies. It's first person shooter zombies, you know, like, but I guess we'll see, because if it has some of the same aspects, like the great story that the one made by Telltale Games.
But this is made by Activision.
Yeah, I know.
I know they definitely set a season 2, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I can't wait for it.
Did they make a Jurassic Park? Yeah, they did. Those guys did make a Jurassic Park game.
Telltale?
All their games have been besides The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like the Back to the Future. The first episode.
Yeah. It's
horrible.
They made like $40 million off The Walking Dead.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it cost them to make. I bet it cost them like a couple million.
Yeah. It couldn't have been. I say that with in perspective to other games.
Yeah.
But it couldn't have been that expensive to make compared to other games.
To the Google.
To the Google. Well, also in the opening segment, we were going to write Skylar a letter and draw him a picture.
Yeah.
But we went pretty long, so maybe we'll save that.
All right. Still gonna send that picture letter.
Yeah, we got Skylar's mailing address, so we're gonna draw him a picture and write him a letter, and we'll make sure to post it on the Facebook page after he receives it. I don't want to.
Oh my god! You guys can send Skylar stuff too. What if he starts getting fan mail?
We gotta make sure first that if he wants his address out there.
Well, he put it on Facebook.
He put it on his Facebook.
Alright.
Which I understand that probably most of the people on our Facebook page are his friends anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Scott Jankum.
Yeah. That's not his friend. That is him. Andy, after all the gaming news, you feel like you're ready for some gaming news?
Fuck yeah. Let's do it, my man.
These guys don't stand a chance.
No, we don't. Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're gonna need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, really quick. The Walking Dead survival game. Some, all I saw was Halo, big budget, and Walking Dead in the same sentence.
I don't see a problem with that.
But once again, it's made by Activision.
I know.
Hey, you know what sounds good? Call of Duty!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, video game industry representatives met with Vice President Biden to discuss gun violence.
Biden seems like such a kooky dude.
He, from everything I know, like, he's apparently like a cool person, but yeah. Like he puts his foot in his mouth a lot. Like he's always saying stupid things. Like when the healthcare law got passed, he was like, "This is a big effing deal," and Obama's like, "All right."
He's like that Russell Terrier dog that's just fucking ready to go.
Yeah, he's just always. But this past Friday, he met with. Video game industry leaders such as ESA President Michael Gallagher, ESRB head Patricia Vance, EA CEO John Riccitiello, John R., and ZeniMax Media CEO Robert Altman.
Which, if you guys didn't know, ZeniMax is basically like Bethesda. They own Bethesda.
Oh, and Activision Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg.
You know that guy?
Oh, and Epic Games' Mike Capps. Shit.
Oh, okay. Cool.
A lot of people.
Guns are bad. Hey, you know it isn't bad. All these bonus checks from Call of Duty. Woo!
They should have met with like Gabe Newell or something. Like
he's just rubbing his beard. They're like, all right, done.
There's a little glow coming from him. It's like, Well, Gabe, we heard you were the best. You were not mistaken. You should have met with Cliffy B.
Dude, Cliffy B's a cool fucking dude.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. He, like, comes in with one of those, like, the replica, like, chainsaw guns. He's like, what's up?
He's like, this is even real. I mean, look at this. This is so fake.
Watch me not chop this chair in half with it.
Now, before anyone gets the wrong idea, the gaming industry wasn't in any way attacked during the meeting. Vice President Biden put the attendants' minds at ease when he made it quite clear that neither he nor his task force had any intention of pointing fingers at or using video games as a scapegoat. They only just wanted the industry's input on how to address gun violence.
All right. So the guys who are making the Walking Dead game don't really have a good repertoire of games.
What'd they make?
Their newest one that like most people would know. Oh, here's a great one: Kinect Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
They did make the Ghostbusters video game, which okay. was pretty good. All I right. did enjoy it. It was fun. Really buggy. They made both the Spy Hunter games. Remember those? They came out like PlayStation 2, Xbox era.
Vaguely.
They did both the Blood Rains.
Okay.
King of Fighters, Metal Slug Anthology. Yeah, they don't have anything that's like big.
Like, oh yeah, remember that game?
Yeah.
Oh, they made that. Sweet.
Yeah, they don't have.
They do now, though. So, you know, 10 years from now when they're still making okay games, they're like, you remember the Walking Dead game? Yeah, yeah. What about it?
Yeah, hopefully.
Telltale made that. What? No, really?
Yeah. No. This is the guys who are making the first-person shooter.
Oh, the first-person shooter?
Yeah, the Walking Dead survival.
Okay, well.
No, Telltale's made, like, the Back to the Future, Jurassic Park. Basically, like, licensed games. All right. Sorry.
But yeah,
still trying to find the budget for the Walking Dead game.
So, yeah, you met with the video game industry. Get some insight. I don't know exactly what they're looking for.
Like, all right, guys. People are bitching about games and guns. What do you got? We'll make them photon blasters.
Yeah.
Still a gun.
We'll make them.
We'll use knives. Those aren't guns.
What about knife launch? What about bullet launchers? Still a gun.
Bullet launchers.
You can't rename it.
I think one of the... Something that, like... Honestly, I feel like when it comes to... How do I put it? Because as they are sure to mention here, there's... No research has actually found a link between video game playing and then going out and shooting your neighbor.
And, like, all right, I understand most of the people who do the big shootings that make the news and all that, they're guys.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a guy that doesn't play video games.
It is.
And especially the big ones. Like, Grand Theft Auto sells a shitload of games for a reason. Because they're big.
Yeah.
They're big fucking games. Call of Duty. Big fucking games.
But what I feel like is, like, at our ages now, Andy, you and I, we're not really that impressionable anymore.
That is true.
Like, if we're playing a shooter game, we're not like, oh, man, this would be fun to actually do.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're worried about kids at an impressionable age playing violent video games, then don't let them fucking play violent video games.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, we do have a rating system.
Yeah.
I mean it's out there.
How hard is that?
Like, they might make new rating systems. I don't know. But that's also, like, shame on you, parent.
It's just like, you know, it's like, man, I really don't want my 7-year-old playing all these violent video games. Well, then tell him no. Fuck. Yeah. That's all you really need to do.
Camilla's nephew, he's always like, let's play guns and stuff. And he always wants to play violent video games. I'm like, how about you play Blue's Clues Travels on my phone?
Yeah, I mean, and...
I caught him playing Street Fighter once, and I'm like, nope, and I on my phone, so I deleted it off there. I'm like, that's violent as hell.
How old is he?
He's going to be 5 in May.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Well, I just...
Exactly.
You want to keep him nice and clean.
I know, but it feels like it's like... There's so many parents that are like, oh, I can't have my kid exposed to this. Then don't expose him to it.
But it's also, I mean... In another way, it's hard to because I had it on my phone. I didn't even think about it. And then I was like, what game are you playing? He showed me and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but it's also not your child. It's not, I guess. It's
I know,
not,
but
it's
I
not
feel bad.
That's gonna, I'm sure, but it's not something that like, you're going to think of while downloading it.
Hey, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
play
Mortal Kombat. But not only would it be good for the parents if they're worried about their kids, you know, being impressionable, but it's also good for the people that can play mature rated video games. Because we won't have to hear your fucking kid on the game. How about that, parents?
Yes.
I saw a really funny, you know that, like, Epiphany Keanu? I don't exactly know what it's called, but it's like, what if all those players on Call of Duty really did have sex with my mom?
That's great.
But I was watching something, it was like trolling Call of Duty or something, and all the people that were, like, screaming and yelling obscenities... South of 13, their ages.
I saw one where this kid, like, it was like a one-on-one to do some clan match, and this kid was like 13. He's like, I'll let you into our clan if you can play. And this guy was just spanking him, and the kid was just, like, obscenity after obscenity.
Yeah.
And what grade is 13? Seventh?
Yeah, about.
Sixth, seventh grade?
Yeah. Well, no, seventh, eighth.
Seventh, eighth?
All yeah, because right. I was 13 in 8th grade, but I'm also a little bit younger, so...
And I was older. All right.
Than most people
so
in my
7th, 8th grade.
So 7th, 8th, yeah.
All right, I did cuss a lot then.
I did too.
But I mean, I guess... I never had Xbox a lot.
But
technology pending.
But I don't think I was like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I like to think I was not like that.
I do too. I don't think I was. Like, I can't... remember a time, but I guess it's just because I'm not like that, really. That has never been my personality to, like, if someone's beat me at a game, just start screaming.
Yeah.
So.
And it's, I really don't get mad at games anymore. I used to, I think, when I was in high school, but I think that was all, like, built up.
Yeah.
Built up pheromones or whatever the fuck, I don't know. But now, I just, if I get my ass handed to me in Call of Duty, I'm like, all right, cool. Or somebody, like, gets a really good kill on me. I don't get mad. I'm like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I really don't get mad at games anymore either. I never really did to begin with. I mean, I guess I kind of did.
Like,
but...
frustrating games, like, when you, it's, like, your umpteenth try trying to fucking get a level, I'll be like, God damn it! And then I'll, like, I'll stop it and
Yeah.
Whatever. But
I know as long as I'm having fun, I really don't care if I'm losing or winning.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends. One of them you know very well. Well, know kind of well. That if he's not winning.
Start with an A.
Yeah. All right. If he's not winning, it's fucking. It's over. Like, this game sucks. I fucking hate it. It's like, dude, we're losing by 1 point. He's like, we've lost your last 4 games. I'm like, but it's been a blast. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, moving on. Massachusetts government removing violent video games. Now.
You know that's going to be a fucking black market for violent video games now.
Now, the headline is a little misleading. Because what they're doing is they're removing shooting simulation games from rest stops. So games like Time Crisis and stuff like that.
All right.
They're removing those, and they're also starting a new year, new direction by Massachusetts resident Robert Dolan.
Does that name sound familiar?
The Dolan comics? Have you seen the Dolan comics?
I bet I have.
Gooby, please.
I'll show you.
I fucking love Dolan comics. But he's starting new year, new direction after the Newtown shootings. Basically, parents can turn in their violent video games and movies and get things like coupons to local businesses and even a get out of homework free card for their kids. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd rather do my homework and play.
What's
my
this
game.
Guy doing with all those violent video games too? Is he just turning around and selling them?
eBay.
Yeah, selling them on eBay.
Here's a 4-pack of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Like for virtually nothing, he probably just printed out a bunch of get out of homework free cards, you know, that he made on Microsoft
he went to
Word.
UPS store.
Yeah. And he made like, you know, a couple hundred. It's like, oh yeah, oh thanks for Halo 4. Here, have this. Oh, Uncharted 2? Oh man, that game's violent. Here, have a get out of homework free card.
He starts putting games down that he wants that he, like, this game's horribly violent. Jack and Daxter collection? I don't have that yet. Oh, violent.
Capcom is celebrating 30 years of existence by releasing a bunch of nostalgia to PSN and Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I saw they were releasing, like, an arcade cabinet for the PSN.
Yep, they're releasing Capcom Arcade Cabinet. It looks like we'll hear more details on February 7th, so it looks like this has a little ways before coming out. But they're releasing on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade. Bunch of classic Capcom games. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
Is it going to be like all the Street Fighters ever? Is that going to be one of them?
Street Fighter Turbo HD Remix Championship Edition.
Tournament.
Silver Super Saiyan 4. Ultra Zord.
The amount of... I thought, like, when they were going to come out with Street Fighter 4, I was like, maybe they'll just have Street Fighter 4 and then DLC. No, there's, like, 3 or 4 different fucking kinds of Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, come on! Come on! God damn it.
We talked a little bit about this, but the Walking Dead survival game coming out in March... the only thing that I guess we haven't talked about it is they weren't planning on making a Wii U version at first. But they are making a Wii U version now, and guess what you get to do? Your inventory is on your little pad. They said it'll streamline inventory in a completely new way. So, Wii U, congratulations.
And you know what? If it just got announced, and they're probably going to have it come out the same time, it's going to get rushed, and it's going to be shit.
Yeah, I wonder if it says...
I wonder if it's the same developer doing it, too.
It looks like it. You know, they really don't say when the Wii U version is expected.
Brought to you by the guys that did Kinect Star Wars.
And NVIDIA has gotten into the console race.
It looks nifty. That?
It does look nifty. It's NVIDIA. Right now it's called Project Shield. And it's a 5-inch touchscreen, 720p output via HDMI. Between 5 and 10 hours of gameplay at a time with USB, microSD, and headphone ports.
It literally looks like a screen stuck on a controller.
It is a screen stuck on a controller, yeah.
But I don't, like, all right, it's portable gaming.
Yes.
But it just, most portable gaming, they're made to be on the go. This doesn't look very on the go.
You know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird... It's not something you can put in your pocket.
Yes, like DS and the Vita and all that. Like, yeah, it doesn't look pocketable. And I was kind of looking at pictures. Like, if the screen were to fold, like, down, it really... I don't see a way it could fold down.
Yeah, I can't see a way it'd fold down either. And even if it does, I mean, It's still the shape of a controller, trying to fit a controller in your pocket.
But it's still hella powerful.
Yeah, it looks really cool and looks hella powerful. Man, it's got to be... That's a tough market to break into.
Yeah,
man.
The portable.
Yeah, I mean, just, gosh.
Nintendo's got that.
Any gaming anymore is really hard to break into.
Nintendo's got a pretty good dick hold on that.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk lately about the Steam Box.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the... That or Apple are probably the only two companies that could probably break in and actually do something.
Well, I guess Apple does have a huge chunk of mobile gaming because the iPod, the iPad, or not,
that's,
the iPod and the iPhone.
That's not gaming.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not gaming.
Dude, Infinity Blade? Have you played those games?
Andy, don't even.
All right.
It's Angry Birds. That's all it is, Andy. That entire market share is Angry Birds. That's not gaming. That's flicking.
No, we need Skyler. Dude, if he was going to be here for Christmas, I was going to buy him a fucking Angry Birds scarf and hat.
Nice. All right, Andy, and this final story from the U Network. Andy News Analysis League.
Anal. The U Network.
Xbox 360's finished. It's over. Because PS3 is out, shipped their units, 77 million to 76.
That's not a big deal.
It's over.
That's like...
It's finished.
No, it's like saying I peed more in a cup than you.
I was on V when this news came out. And all of it was just like 360's finished. They're going to bow out of the console race.
Yeah, that's cool. Sony's able to make more.
Yeah, PS3 has surpassed Xbox 360 in lifetime shipments, even though they came out a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly a year, I think.
Yeah, exactly a year later than 360. PS3 has, over the course of its lifespan, shipped out 77 million units compared to the Xbox 360, 76 million.
It's like sales that are more.
Yeah, so rip in peace.
V's a good board, actually, on Reddit. Or not, fucking Reddit, 4chan. V is a good board.
Yeah, V's okay.
So is the hentai board.
And adult GIF.
I saw they renamed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day I was looking for, I always check on B and then GIF, and then I found out that they made a work safe GIF too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is all porno GIFs. Where's the funny shit? And then I'm like, oh, there's a work safe GIF.
Yeah, I used to go there a lot too, and still occasionally do, but but you know, it was almost always like adult GIFs, and you're like,
all right,
okay, all right, you've seen one, you've seen them all, you know, pretty much. It's a lot
of their pair of boobs. You've seen them all.
Yeah, it's a lot of reposted stuff. And then finally, yeah, they made work safe GIFs, so I go there a lot to laugh at dogs chasing things.
Or you laugh, you lose boards. You can never lose at that. Win, I guess. Win.
You can never win a you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Or you have no soul.
Yeah.
Or you just don't want to laugh. You're just an
asshole.
Nightmare
dish.
Nightmare dish. Don't even crack a smile.
I learned about something called suicide fap the other day.
What?
And I learned it on B. It's where you get right about when you're about to finish, and then or no, you're like halfway through, and then you yell mom or dad, and you try to finish before they get to the room.
Oh man, that sounds like something I will never do.
Thankfully, I've never had to like deal with that. Like, hey.
Yeah, same here. We're just like, oh, you're home.
Well, this is awkward.
Oh boy, played The Walking Dead yet?
I made pizza pockets. I don't know if you still want them.
Yes, I washed my hands.
Oh no!
Oh man. All right, Andy, that'll do it for gaming news. Shit, we're already half hour into this thing.
Oh yeah.
I got a lot more stuff too.
All right.
This is gonna be a sweet episode. Time for technology.
Fucking hiccups.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Hiccups gone yet?
Nope. Is it Apple and Samsung?
No. We're going to talk about former Reddit co-owner and internet activist Aaron Swartz.
He done.
He committed suicide this past week.
Which, as Camilla was telling, like, unraveling the what had happened to me, why he did it, at first I was like, oh, that's sad. He's being badgered by the government. Oh. And then she's like, and he was doing it illegally. I'm like,
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a little depressing because what he did, he tried to make JSTOR archives public, which is like educational materials. He basically stole those and was releasing them to the public via PDF files. Yeah. He was also a co-founder of Demand Progress.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you remember, was probably the biggest force in fighting SOPA.
SOPA Cabana.
So I wonder if now that he's gone, SOPA's...
It's like gonna come back.
We lost our Batman. That's disappointing. A lot of places mistakenly call him a co-founder of Reddit, but he's a co-owner. Reddit bought out his little company like 6 months after Reddit launched.
All right, got
it. So he was part of ownership of Reddit, but didn't found it.
Got it. I wonder who the fuck the founder. I think it's like one dude is the founder of Reddit.
That's crazy. Right. He was facing up to 50 years in prison and $4 million in fines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Swartz also co-authored the RSS 1.0 specifications at the age of 14.
Damn, he was a smart dude then.
This guy was incredibly smart. It's kind of depressing that we lost someone that, I mean, this smart, this, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, hey... That's illegal, but at the same time, he was doing a good thing with that.
He was.
Because JSTOR is expensive as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I guess I can't, like, condone it.
Yeah.
But the other things he has done
and
what he is capable of doing was something that'll be missed. What's
How
also
old was he?
Oh, I just had this. 26.
Yeah, I was like, he looked pretty young.
Yeah. So... what's also kind of spooky is his will is on his website.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently he made this in... this. It doesn't seem like he's referencing what his suicide. So it seems like something he made before. Mm. He says there's an old joke among programmers about who will maintain the code when its author gets hit by a truck. This page is here that if for some reason I'm no longer able to keep up my web services running, people will know what to do.
Oh, all right.
And it's interesting. He wants all the contents of his hard drives made public.
So much porn.
pretty crazy. Huh. I don't really get this, though. He's talking about what he wants what he wants to happen to web resource, what he wants to happen to the source code, his websites, and then his grave. And he said, I'd like to rest someplace that won't kill me.
Hmm? Maybe, like, morally wise?
But he's not, he's dead, man.
I don't know.
So, yeah, very disappointing. Very sad when someone takes their own life.
He done.
I'm not really that kind of person that's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. He did it to himself.
No. Oh, my God. I wanted to fucking punch Diane in the face when Steve Jobs died. She's like, I'm glad he's dead. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't.
That man was a genius. Like, yeah, Apple's like kind of a dick company. But that man's a fucking genius. Cell phones are the way they are because of him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm also not the kind of guy that likes to wish death on people. Like, a lot of people do it very casually. Like, please, oh gosh, what was it? Oh yeah, if we'll give you Justin Bieber if you give us back Tupac. It's like, you may not like his music, but you want the guy dead?
Yeah. I shook my fucking head, though. Did you see when Justin Bieber met the Prime Minister of Canada?
Yeah, and he looked like a tool bag. Yeah.
I saw it, and I'm just like...
Fucking, he was wearing, like, overalls with one strap down or something like that.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck. God damn it.
Kids!
Damn it, kids. Academics are tweeting out PDFs of journal articles in memory of Aaron Swartz.
Like journals he did?
No, like academic journals that they own.
Oh, okay, got it.
In his memory, it's a PDF tribute.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yep, many researchers and academics are now tweeting links to PDF files of their papers as a tribute.
Oh, well, hey, that's nice.
And Andy, we've talked about this about 1,000 times. Verizon is the first company that has actually detailed this out, but a lot of companies are now doing the, like, 7 strikes and you're kind of out policy on piracy.
Oh, yeah.
But Verizon's is actually, it's laid out now.
Oh.
And pretty much it's assumed that a lot of companies are just going to follow what Verizon's doing.
Probably.
Now, what happens with Verizon? Your first and second alerts of copyright infringement, you will get an email and an automatic voicemail to your telephone number that they have on file for you to notify you that one or more copyright owners have reported that they believe your account has been involved in possible copyright infringement activity and provide you a link to information to see how, how they found this and if you have file sharing software on your operating on your computer and how to remove it.
I hope the voicemail is a big, scary black guy. Hey, yo!
Hey.
No!
Got some copyright, yo. On the third and fourth alert, they will redirect your browser to a special web page where you can review and acknowledge that you are receiving the alerts, provide a short video about copyright law and consequences of copyright infringement, and require you to click on the acknowledgement button before you'll be able to freely browse the internet.
Right.
On your fifth and sixth alert, it'll redirect your browser to a special web page where you will be giving several options. You can either agree to immediate temporary 2 or 3 day reduction speed of your internet to 256K.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Or you can agree to the same temporary 2 to 3 day speed reduction, but delay it for a period of 14 days. So I guess if you need to do something that you need speed for, something like that, you can delay it for 2 weeks.
Right.
You can also ask for a review of the validity of your alerts by the American Arbitration Association. There is the $35 review fee, but you will get that back if you win.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, get a review, basically. Nothing, they haven't really said what happens after your sixth alert. So.
You done goofed.
Yeah, you done goofed. It's over.
You done goofed.
Business!
Hey, man, business!
San Antonio is launching the first completely bookless public library.
That'll be cool.
The new book-free library, or bibliotheque. That's what it's called. They're literally calling it that.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're literally calling it bibliotheque. Is intended to open this fall in San Antonio.
Hold on. Is it like biblio and then T-E-C-H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of an entire bookless public library system planned for the entire country, and it's not bring your own device either. The library will hand out e-readers, an unspecified brand, for 2 weeks at a time.
Oh, okay. I thought this was going to be like a library you go to on the net, and then you can pull in books from there.
No, it's a physical library.
E-reader.
Yeah, it's a physical library with e-readers. There will be no books and no card catalog, for that matter.
That's going to be interesting how...
And what they have set up is that, of course, they'll have your name, your address, and you check it out for 2 weeks, just like a library book. But in the two-week period, if you have it for after the two-week period, the e-reader just goes dead. So it won't even be worth keeping. And when you return it, they have to, reactivate it. So.
All right.
Cool.
I think it'll be neat. See how it runs.
Yeah.
They don't need a very big building. They need, an office space.
Yeah. Wave of the future, man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it will. Yeah,
I know. I saw a headline that Google wants to try and digitalize every book by the end of 2020 or something.
Sweet.
Every current book out, I think, when they announced that. So anything new, probably. Well, anything new comes out on digital anyways now, so they don't have to really worry about that. Have you seen the machines that digitalize books?
No.
They're insane. We'll look YouTube after this, but they're cool.
Speaking of Google, right now, if you live in Kansas City, of course, you get the Google Fiber Internet.
Yeah.
The United States, though, is falling behind on national internet. A lot of countries now just have it. It's become part of their infrastructure.
Yeah.
Where it's we need nationwide internet. Here's what you got. Right now, while there's work between private companies and the government, there's not the government's not putting money into it to say, hey, make sure we got good, fast internet or something like that. It's on... basically on you to get it. Well, China, of all places, is going to have all their new houses built close enough to fiber internet capability, fiber optic internet.
I saw the headline, but I kind of just breezed past
it. Yeah. They want all their new houses built close enough so that they can outfit everything with fiber optic internet.
That's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
Yeah, China, they're up there, aren't they, with nationwide internet?
Yeah, they plan to have 40 million families hooked up by 2015.
Nice. That's nice.
Now, China's internet kind of sucks.
Yeah.
it's but that's heavily cool. censored.
Is it
but...
free?
Oh, no. Oh, here's the best part. They will be hooked up. These 40 million families will be hooked up to the fiber internet, but they will be hooked up to all providers, and then they can choose the one they want to get.
So all right. It, so all... So, alright, I understand.
Yeah, so like all the providers will be hooked up through the same line, and basically you're like, oh, I want that one, and then it's on.
Nifty.
So they don't have to bring the provider out there, just put in their specific stuff. And if you want to switch providers, well then you gotta get rid of the old stuff, bring in the new stuff, shit like that. So that's what's cool about it, is that you're pretty much set up from the get-go.
That's pretty nifty.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Huh. Right.
And finally, while China's doing that over here, Obama has finally signed the bill to allow Netflix to Facebook sharing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, because I don't care what people are watching.
Now you can finally legally publish, if you want, what you're watching on Netflix on your Facebook feed.
Wow, Andy watches a lot of softcore porn on Facebook.
If you guys are interested, there's a hilarious softcore movie called Lake Consequence. Really? And it's got Billy Zane as the main character. He was the bad guy in Titanic. If I show you a picture of him, you'll know.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe he played the iceberg.
Hey-o.
All right, let's go into news.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the Three Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
Andy, in the average... Go ahead.
Did the 49ers or Packers win?
49ers.
Good.
Andy, in the average American household, what do you think is the least flammable thing in the house?
Least flammable. Average American household. The tub.
The tub filled with...
Water.
Water. Yeah, you would think water is not very flammable, right?
Yeah. No way. Did a tub seriously catch on fire?
No, but this family out of, well, an Ohio family is what I got right now. An Ohio family was shocked when they found out their tap water caught on fire.
Sweet.
Debbie Klein told the station that lighting a candle near a running faucet set off a huge explosion and the entire sink, you know, blew up, basically.
Fucking sweet.
Now, she had previously noticed that her water was fizzing. The reason it was fizzing is because methane has gotten into the water. A safe level of methane is apparently 9, or the highest safe amount is 9 milligrams per liter.
All right.
They're right now measuring at about 28.
Yeah. Shit.
Now, there was a chemical company actually drilling near there.
Oh, shit.
And before they came in to drill for methane, they tested it, and it was just about 9, just safe enough.
Right.
But they, now that their sink has exploded, they tested it again. It was sitting at 28.
Oh, my God.
And right now, I mean,
they're... Is drinking that okay?
No.
Oh,
probably shouldn't.
Fuck.
But they're not sure if bathing in it is okay or not, but right now they're saying they're just doing it anyway because they don't have a choice.
I'd be so fucking scared if I could blow up at any second.
Dude, I'd be fucking suing somebody. Like,
yeah.
Or at least suing. Like, apparently you can get a methane filter for $8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably tell that chemical company, like, hey.
Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah. You got $8,000?
All right, and this is from the Anal Network as well.
Yeah.
Monsanto, is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Monsanto. Oh, cool, you got this.
Yeah.
I said this today.
Yeah, I saw it like right after you said, hey, I'm in the area, you want to do the podcast? I came down here and found it. They're selling cucumbers that may come with a Brazilian wax. Get it?
Yeah.
Because these cucumbers, apparently, after 6 months of exposure testing, you start losing your pubic hair.
That's awesome. I read one interview, this guy's like, I pulled down my boxers and there was like a chihuahua's worth of hair in my boxers. And I was like, ooh, your hair.
This same company is the company that created Agent Orange. The pesticide that they used in Vietnam.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it's the same company. I actually found that out yesterday.
Holy shit.
So when I saw that in the title of your email, I was like, oh fuck.
Oh,
what's
shit.
He got? So, yeah, I'd be careful about their...
They're a seed company.
Yeah.
They sell other vegetables.
Yes, they do. Actually, they almost have a monopoly on the corn in this country.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, another thing is, I guess when you eat the cucumbers, like, it fizzes too.
Really?
Like, in your mouth, yeah.
They must be full of methane.
That'd be my first indication. If I'm eating a cucumber and it's fizzing, I'd be like, nope, nope, nope.
Mmm, cucumber-flavored Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Nope, 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 nope. All right, Andy. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, an elderly man drove his car into a pizza place and then proceeded to order the pizza from his window.
Yes!
An elderly man got his foot stuck on the accelerator. Don't know how you do that. I've got my flip-flop stuck under it before.
Yeah.
That's a second of terror right there when I need to brake. So now when I drive, I take my right flip-flop off.
Yeah.
And then I
do that with sandals.
Drive barefoot.
I just wanted cheese.
He drove into a Valentino's pizza restaurant right through the door. Luckily enough, his Honda Fit was small enough that it mostly fit right through the doorway. So all they really need is a new door. There's no structural.
Oh, yeah, because they have like double glass doors.
So there's no structural damage. Oh. They just need a new door.
He still fucking tried to order?
Yeah. He drove right in there and started ordering his pizza.
Does it say how old he was?
It just says an elderly man.
People are scary to fucking drive with.
I know.
They're really scary.
It's just like, why? Really? Like, even... Yeah. Apparently he was unhurt, so he...
All right, so...
He wasn't hurt, but still.
You went through glass doors.
You just went through their door with your car, and you're just going to be like, yeah, can I get a Meat Lovers, and can I get a drink with that? It's like, you're not going to acknowledge the elephant in the room there? Like, excuse me, the fuck was that?
I just wanted some cheese pizza.
Yeah, you know you could have parked in front of the door and then, like, opened it and came through the door. Well, I don't want to get out of my car.
he's just Mr. Moneybags. He starts throwing fucking money at him. Here's the door.
Oh, pizza. So the Valentino's did have to close for the rest of the day.
That'd be nice if you were one of, like, the minimum wage workers. Like, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah, I'm out of here. Got a day off and didn't expect.
Remember, I don't remember. I sort of was talking to Sam Hauser when it happened when his fucking Pepper Jacks he worked at, that car plowed into it.
Yeah, I saw it on the news and I called him. And I call him, he's like, yep, it was mine. That was like the first thing he said. I'm like, it was your Pepper Jacks.
He got like paid because he couldn't work. He got paid.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's cool. Ooh, hey, let's work out something.
Yeah.
Let's both start working at a place full time, and then we'll hire somebody to just drive a car through it.
You can drive into my Panera if you want.
Well, I don't want to. I don't know.
All right.
Someone else use their car to do it. Or I could buy a really cheap car. I mean, I only need it to run once, right?
Tom's car has no back window.
The fuck happened?
Not like back window, but one of those like his side windows, the little window sometimes, there's like duct tape. So we can like break in.
Dude, he got hosed on that car, just saying. Yeah. He had problems from like the second he got it.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's a that poor car.
It's still squealing.
Yeah.
It's been
he's had the belts like changed like four times.
There's gotta be something. Take it to somebody, damn.
Oh, I need to get my car changed.
Oh, it's making the sound. It hurts my ears.
It has no fucking heat.
How long has it been without heat?
I don't know. He picked me up one day though, and it wasn't bad out. Like it was, it was like light jacket weather. Mm-hmm. Well, since Tom's a bigger guy, he had the fucking like air blowing, and I'm freezing my ass off in his fucking car. And I'm like, Tom, do you have heat? He's like, it's on, man. And it was blowing cold fucking air. I was like, come on! I've never heard of a car not have heat because it gets the heat from the engine of the car. AC makes sense. You have
You get the
air, whatever, the fucking cold air thing in there.
Yeah.
Refrigerator.
I vaguely know what you're talking about. Yes, yeah. I'm aware of it. I've had
some guys
recharged.
Listening like, it's a fucking.
But yeah, I don't know of a car that doesn't have heat either. I remember though in my Taurus, my AC.
That thing was squeaky.
The back.
Because of those shocks.
Yeah,
oh
the struts were all. Well, no, you know what? I replaced those struts too, and it still squeaked. Oh, but okay. I didn't really. It was just a squeak. I guess I got used to it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, like, when I got the new struts in the back, you know, the ones in the front were old too. So my car sat, like, at a 45 degree angle pointing towards the ground.
It looks like one of those hot rods. Just look at bitches.
Yeah, my back end was way higher than my front end. All right, Andy, if you are going to get in trouble with the law, you probably should not eat Cheetos.
Do you leave fingerprints everywhere?
Well, deputies in Kershaw County, South Carolina, arrested Austin Lee Westfall Pressler. That's a lot of
wow.
names.
Wow. That is like a prince name.
On Sunday, so today as we're recording this, the 13th. Right. Damn, we're cutting edge. And charged him with second-degree burglary of a general store. Police say Pressler shattered the front glass of the Cassock County store and stole beer, cigarette, snacks, and energy drinks. Pressler wasn't on the lam very long because during the break-in, cops said he opened a bag of Cheetos that spilled on the floor and left a trail of snack food leading right to the front porch of his home.
Yes! Yes!
Deputies said they found Pressler inside the house with the stolen items and made the arrest.
Yes! I bet those cops were just like, high fucking five when they found the trail. Like, yes!
Easiest arrest ever. Thank you, Cheetos. Chester Cheetos like, no problem, stay cool.
He's just sitting somewhere in the broken in shop like, hey.
he's sitting on the couch with this guy with all the stolen stuff. He's drinking the stolen beer. They're like, you're both arrested, even you, Chester.
I helped you, man.
Hold on, man. I've always said it ain't easy being cheesy. It's like, damn it, fucking Chester, we're going to jail. Relax, man.
Just... He's in jail in the shower. He's like, just don't look down, man.
Don't drop the soap. If you do, kick it back up with your foot.
Or squat, but do it quickly.
Make sure everyone's looking away.
Do one of those, hey, what's over there?
All right, Andy, guess what?
Florida?
No. We're not going to Florida because there was nothing good in Florida this week, surprisingly.
Man, that's rare. Florida, come on. Step your shit up.
But I do have a joke for you.
Ooh. All right.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Fuck you. Is that it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't it, but thanks. No,
why?
No. Trust me. I got it. Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the gay guy's house. Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
The gay chicken.
Ha! Is this a story?
No.
I thought this was maybe like leading up to a story.
Nope, that was it.
All right, here's my would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck in a saw trap with Lou Ferrigno or Sylvester Stallone? Like one that you have to work together.
I would rather be in one with Sylvester Stallone because I think Lou Ferrigno is partially deaf, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think so. I may be wrong, but at least I may not be able to understand either of them, but I think Sylvester Stallone would be able to understand me better.
You gotta climb out of the van and kill the dog. Adrian.
I don't understand. You want me to saw my leg off?
You guys hate the saw.
Can I trade for Lou?
Just looking at a mirror like, hey.
Excuse me, puppet.
Saw. Jigsaw guy.
I want Lou Ferrigno.
He just throws a bolt in there, and they're both fucking arguing now, and you're like...
Don't know who's winning the argument.
Just keeps getting louder.
So, that will do it for another episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Yay.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. And find us at gbxamy.net, youtube.com, and you'll be able to hear me in all my glory on 76th Street Podcast, but I don't know when yet, so I'll post it on the Facebook page and Twitter.
And I'll...
I'll poo-poo it.
Yeah, and he'll be like, oh, you suck. You weren't as funny as you were on this.
I've heard better.
Yeah, nah, you've done better. Easy.
Oh my god, I'm surprised my family hasn't punched me in the face yet. They'll be cooking dinner, and I'll be eating, and everyone else will be like, this is great. I'm like, eh, I've had better. I do it almost every fucking dinner. I'm just waiting for one day my dad's like, ah, fuck you. I've done that better.
Oh, so for Andy, this is Matt signing out.